Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Sophia Moutinho. She is a science journalist based, she's in Rio de Janeiro. She's based in Brazil, writing in Science Magazine. That's the premier peer-reviewed magazine in the United States, about the decline of INPI, the Brazilian Space Research Institute, that has taken up the role these many decades of watching the Amazon and other major parts of the habitats of Brazil. But that becomes more and more difficult as the funding is reduced. And Sophia, I spoke, I think, especially of the young people you spoke to and what is their future. Where are they going to go if they can't train in Brazil? Do they have other possibilities?
Yeah, I spoke to like countless young scientists that see little future in INPI. First, it's very difficult to be hired, because there is no budget, so people are not being hired. And even when there is a spot open, the young researchers are choosing not to be there because they feel that if they stay, they will be working by themselves in isolation. Most of the researchers working there have been there for more than 20, 40 years. And they are retiring. Of course, the budget constraints make any kind of research difficult in terms of equipment, in funding research. So these young researchers are really choosing to leave Brazil, and that's very common. They go there, they do their post-graduation course, and then they go to other countries. Because INPI is really seen as a leader in remote sensing, the use of satellites to monitor anything on land. So these people have, they find jobs outside of Brazil. And that's very sad, because how can we keep innovating and keep doing research when our young brains are leaving?
Yes, you write of Tiago Silva. He did his postdoctoral research at INPI between 2010 and 2013. I'm reading your report, using satellite data to study wetland dynamics in the Amazon, and now he must move to Scotland. He moved to Scotland in 2019. He's a professor at the University of Stirling, so we're seeing a brain drain. There is a puzzling voice. This is Marcos Pontes, who spoke on a radio station in February of this year that the Institute is one of the most privileged. Is that opinion shared by others in government, that it's privileged to have your budget reduced and the young people flee?
Well, yeah, that's funny. I don't even know how to respond to that. But Marcos Pontes was our Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, and he just left the position to run for a Congress position to be a congressman. And yeah, I don't think that anyone can think that having all these cuts is good.
He was your astronaut, right? Pontes. We're talking about the man who was an astronaut. He spent 9 days in the International Space Station. And he thinks that INPI is privileged because of the reduction in budget. Do I read this correctly?
Well, what he's saying is that there were other areas that maybe suffered more than INPI. And he was basically using this radio interview as his campaign platform, saying that he was doing the best to keep INPI intact.
Sophia, just 30 seconds. INPI, does it believe it will be closing down? What is the, because the reduction is now so severe, if Tupa dies, can they stay open? We have 30 seconds.
I hope it will stay open. It's a big research institute. I don't think that this is going to close, but surely all the research and the monitoring work is being affected already.
Sofia Moutinho is a science journalist based in Brazil, writing about the fate of an organization I did not know of till I read Sofia's story, the Brazilian National Institute for Space Research. What we know about the Amazon is a product of NP over these last decades. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.